Public health professor shares tips for choosing safer cookware. The cookware we use, the plates we eat from, and the food we put in our bodies every day may seem mundane, but they can be significant sources of chronic toxins. Han Bucheng, an honorary professor of public health at Taipei Medical University, who has lived well for over a decade after being diagnosed with advanced liver cancer, shared his suggestions on choosing proper cookware and food to reduce exposure to toxins on the Health 1 Plus 1 program on NTD Television, a sister channel of the Epoch Times. The threat of nonstick pans. Han has lived for more than a decade since his diagnosis of advanced liver cancer and a recurrence in 2012. Despite having two-thirds of his liver removed, he says he feels healthier as time goes on. He credits a low-toxin lifestyle with helping him live well while managing cancer, and says one key is using toxin-free cookware. Nonstick pans have long been a kitchen staple, but their convenience comes at a potential cost. Historically, their coatings were manufactured using perfluorooctanoic acid and perfluorooctane sulfonic acid, both of which belong to perfluoroalkyl and polyfluoroalkyl substances, also known as forever chemicals. The American Cancer Society notes that increased exposure to PFOA may be associated with an increased risk of testicular and kidney cancer. PFOS has been classified as possibly carcinogenic to humans by the International Agency for Research on Cancer. Han shares two cases. A businessperson who had long been engaged in overseas business returned to Taiwan for medical treatment of kidney and bladder cancer. Tests revealed that his PFOS levels were far above normal. Doctors traced the problem to his prolonged use of a nonstick pan with a damaged coating. In another case, a woman with liver cancer who had been cooking with a scratched nonstick pan showed severely elevated PFAS levels. When damaged coatings are heated, they can release harmful substances that leach into food, increasing the risk of liver cancer and other chronic diseases. Although the United States has phased out the use of PFOA and PFOS, products manufactured in other countries may still contain them, and people may still be exposed through imported goods or environmental residues. Today's nonstick pans use polytetrafluoroethylene coatings with PFOA replaced by other chemicals, but studies suggest these substitutes may carry similar risks. The temperature trap. PTFE-coated pans should not be used for cooking at high temperatures. When cooking temperatures exceed 500 degrees Fahrenheit, easily reached if a pan preheats for more than a few minutes, PTFE begins to release harmful gases. Above 662 degrees Fahrenheit, the coating begins to decompose, emitting gases that pose serious health risks. If you must use a nonstick pan, Han suggests taking the following precautions. Control the temperature by adding a small amount of water when stir-frying with oil to prevent overheating. Avoid high-temperature cooking by using medium-low heat and limiting frying, grilling, and baking whenever possible. Keep acids away, as acidic ingredients can damage the coating and increase chemical release. Replace pans regularly, ideally every 6 months to 1 year, and discard them immediately if scratches, cracks, or breaks are visible. The superior alternative. Han said that he primarily uses stainless steel cookware. Stainless steel is exceptionally durable and has no coating. His own stainless steel cookware has served him reliably for more than 20 years. However, not all stainless steel is created equal. Han advises paying close attention to the grade. General use grade code 304, which belongs to food grade stainless steel and is generally safe for everyday cooking. Higher grade code 316, which contains fewer impurities and offers better corrosion resistance. Top tier, titanium alloy stainless steel cookware, which provides more uniform heat conduction and higher stability. Choose safe porcelain and tableware. When choosing porcelain containers such as bowls and plates, Han follows a simple rule. Choose as many white areas as possible. He recommends keeping the main food contact surfaces plain colored, because decorative paints or glazes may contain heavy metal residues. When such containers are used to hold hot or acidic foods, toxic chemicals can more easily leach out. Discard any bowls and plates with scratches, chips, or cracks immediately to reduce the risk of harmful substances leaching and the growth of bacteria or mold. A cautionary tale: lead poisoning from ceramic dishware. The Canadian Medical Association Journal published a case of lead poisoning involving a 55-year-old woman who was hospitalized due to severe abdominal pain, accompanied by nausea, vomiting, and fatigue. Tests revealed that her blood lead level was 36 times higher than the upper limit for a normal person. Her son, who lived with her, also had elevated blood lead levels. After a detailed investigation of their lead exposure history, doctors discovered that the woman and her son had been using ceramic pots and cups purchased from Mexico for boiling water, cooking, and drinking tea. Tests revealed that although the ceramic material itself did not contain lead, the glaze covering the inner and outer surfaces of the cookware contained 17% lead by weight. Doctors advised the patient to immediately stop using the contaminated kitchenware. After 3 months, the woman's anemia, abdominal pain, joint pain, and fatigue gradually subsided. The report noted that lead glazed ceramic utensils from Mexico, China, and some European countries are common sources of lead poisoning in clinical practice. Smart food shopping and dietary principles. In addition to carefully selecting cookware and tableware, Han shared the following tips for choosing daily dietary ingredients. 1. Shop at traditional markets. Han believes that it is not necessary to buy food exclusively from organic food stores. He often buys whole ingredients from traditional markets, where fruits and vegetables tend to be fresher and have a longer shelf life. Large supermarkets also maintain reliable food inspection processes and offer a certain level of assurance. 2. Embrace the 9 colors. Han advocates eating fresh fruits and vegetables across a wide color spectrum. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, black, and white. This variety provides a range of nutrients that enhance the body's antioxidant and anti-inflammatory capacity. 3. Maintain a balanced diet. Han's toxin-free lifestyle emphasizes the pursuit of balance. He advocates against excessively pursuing scientific precision, noting that it can create unnecessary stress. He believes that occasionally eating junk food or foods that don't appear very healthy is acceptable, as long as the body has a chance to regain balance through a nutritious diet at other times. For example, after eating a meat-heavy meal, he suggests choosing lighter meals the next day with more fruits and vegetables to help restore equilibrium. The philosophy of a toxin-free lifestyle. Han's toxin-free lifestyle centers on reducing exposure to chemical pollution and toxic residues from everyday products and foods, while investing in healthier choices. He views this preventive approach as essential for protecting long-term health. 1. Investing in good cookware. In contrast to non-stick pans that need regular replacement, often costing more than $100 per year, Han suggests investing in high-quality cookware. For example, his stainless steel pot, which cost about $600 when purchased, has lasted more than 20 years. Over time, it has proven to be both cost-effective and safer. 2. Choosing simple tableware. Han recommends opting for plain porcelain instead of brightly colored or painted dishes. While simple porcelain may not look as elegant, it reduces the risk of heavy metals and other harmful substances leaching into food. 3. Cut back on processed foods. Creamer-laden milk tea, cakes, potato chips, ice cream, soft drinks, and mayonnaise contain numerous additives. Reducing the intake of these foods helps lower unnecessary chemical burden on the body, strengthening the body's detoxification systems. Toxins are everywhere in modern environments and are difficult to avoid completely. Therefore, strengthening the body's natural detoxification systems is an important strategy. Han stated that defecation, urination, sweating, and breathing are all processes that help the body metabolize and eliminate waste. Eating fresh vegetables, fruits, and whole grains rich in nutrients and dietary fiber can effectively support metabolism and detoxification, helping the body remove waste and toxins. Start with good food, good water, good cookware, and a good mood, Han said, encouraging others to cultivate these positive virtues. Even a 5% change can bring a significant impact, creating a butterfly effect.